Hey, kids.
You're listening to the internet's wettest podcast about video games, consoles,
and pancakes.
The SML Podcast.
What's up, everybody? This is the SML Podcast. I am your host, Joe. Joining as usual, Aki and Jacob. How are you two idiots doing?
Clearly.
What was that, Aki?
Just because I wanted to hear Aki have to talk with a mouthful of food.
I said pretty good. Yeah, I had literally just grabbed a bite when you said that.
Did you not think, hey, he's doing the intro, maybe I shouldn't take a bite yet?
No.
No.
Jesus.
You have to understand, for me, that would require thought before impulse, and I have poor impulse control. That doesn't work.
I was going to say, that involves being considerate.
Well, there's that, too.
I mean, like, you've heard her through the news and other people's reviews.
Well, that's because they're yours. I don't do that to other people. I
only you do.
Do I?
You do it to my news all the time.
Well, that's because half of your news is PlayStation bullshit, and I don't care about that.
Hey, we got to cover everything. That's how it is on this show. And we're going to talk about some PlayStation today, too. But we're going to start things off with Game Pass.
Woo!
Yay, Game Pass. A lot of stuff came to Game Pass. A lot of stuff coming to Game Pass. A lot of stuff leaving Game Pass.
No!
That's how it is, but let's get to it. Available now, Cricket 22.
Hell yeah.
Mic drop.
So fucking psyched.
In actual excited news, MLB The Show 22 is available on cloud and console day one launch, 2 years in a row that a Sony game is launching on Game Pass.
So really, it's just, do you want people, like, how do you want your people to talk? With normal American accents, and you go with MLB The Show. If you want British, you go with cricket. There you go.
Wouldn't cricket be Australian or no?
They play it in Australia, yeah. But like pretty much anywhere that England touched, they play it. Nah. Except here. Because we have baseball, because fuck you.
You know, you're making a very good argument for playing cricket over whatever the fuck the other one was.
MLB baseball? The Show?
Baseball. Yeah, that.
I literally just said it.
Yeah, I'm more focused on my food. I'm sorry.
I got tacos.
Exactly. They're delicious.
Hey, whatever works. Chinatown Detective Agency is launching day one on Game Pass, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, cool. That looked interesting. I might take a look at that.
I figure that's an Aki game.
Yeah, probably.
And then the cloud got Dragon Age 2, Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare, and Star Wars Squadrons.
So they got Dragon Age 2. Awesome.
And hey, Garden Star Warfare Wars is pretty awesome.
Yeah, the Star Wars game was pretty fucking great. It was a good return to flight sim games, even if you don't like Star Wars.
Well, there you go. Next week on the 12th, we are getting Life is Strange True Colors.
Loot.
That's a nice pickup for Game Pass. And then PC is getting Panzer Corps 2 and the Dungeons of...
The Dungeons of Nolbuk?
Yeah, there you go.
Dungeons of these nuts.
Nahilbjork. Go ahead. Okay. Just read the title and then you'll see what I mean. Nahilbjork. That's how
I'm not looking at the title, so I don't know, man.
Well, tough.
I don't need
you.
To. I pronounced it correctly. So,
how do you know you pronounced it correctly?
Because I've heard it elsewhere by the devs.
How do you know they said it correctly?
Yeah. What if they pronounced it wrong?
Made the game.
So,
I mean, before that,
what makes them the authority on pronouncing Nahabaluk?
They're the first ones who said it. Well, I guess maybe there was someone who read the book on tape.
Oh, out of curiosity, Aki, how many tacos do you have left?
two after this.
Okay.
Why?
Just like this is going to be the evening of delayed responses.
Well, no, that delay wasn't because I was eating. That delay was because I was trying to think, and that's very difficult for me. Now, I'm not even going to lie. That was a delay of just me being dumb.
That's fair. All right, and then April 14th, we're getting Lost in Random to Game Pass through EA Play.
Which one's that one?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with it.
I know
the name, but I can't remember what it goes with.
I don't remember. I think that was a Zoink Games production.
That doesn't help me the fuck at all.
Yeah, I don't even know who the heck that is.
Y'all are helpful.
I'm bad at remembering companies.
We're asking questions. You're supposed to be providing answers, man.
I can't remember every game that's out there.
Yes, it's part of the news. Yeah. I should have looked it up.
Yeah, you're supposed to be like our Walter Cronkite. That's just the way it was.
Good luck on that. It's not all good news, though. A bunch of games. Oh, there you go. Carnage is dropping. The description in chat where Lost in Random is an action adventure game developed by Zoink and that published by EA. Useless. The game was released for Windows, Switch, PS4, PS5, Xbox, and Series X and S.
I'm just going to copy the name and search it myself because you guys are useless.
Yes, we are.
No shit, we are.
Games leaving Game Pass. There are a bunch of games leaving Game Pass on the 16th. We are losing The Long Dark, Rain on Your Parade, Pathway on the PC, and MLB The Show 21, which isn't a surprise because we're getting 22.
I will say this, though. Rain on Your Parade, if you haven't played it, you really should. It was one of my Game of the Year contenders last year.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Is it easy to 1K?
No.
Never mind.
I mean, you'll have fun the whole time.
That's a fun one.
Yeah. I also enjoyed all the video game parodies. Like, there's a Metal Gear Solid level. That was pretty fun.
Okay, Lost in Random is the game where you play with the giant dice that determines what weapons you get. Okay. That's all I needed to know. Now I know what this is. I'm actually looking forward to that now.
See, there you go. Good news for everyone. PlayStation Now updates for April. They are getting 4 new games for PlayStation Now with Outer Wilds, WRC 10, Journey to the Savage Planet, and Werewolf the Apocalypse Earthblood.
Cool.
3 really good games.
It's a decent lineup, I think. Pretty good lineup overall. Some non-Game Pass and subscription-related news. Remedy is partnering up with Rockstar to work on Max Payne 1 and 2 Remake. The announcement crashed their investor site.
Woohoo! Dang. Now you're going to be able to buy paint cards for all your slow time needs. I don't trust anything Rockstar does anymore, so...
I'm looking forward to it.
Hopefully it turns out well.
Yeah, I mean, the Max Payne games have aged pretty decently for a shooter from back then. For a 3D shooter from back then, I should say.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think it'll be good.
Well, we'll find out. Ron Gilbert is teaming up with Devolver to release Return to Monkey Island sometime this year.
Hell yeah, I'm stoked.
That should be pretty good. Love me some Monkey Island.
Now, did they ever say, like, what platforms?
I don't think they confirmed anything yet.
Okay, just that it's being made. All right. Cool.
Yeah. Some sad news. Minecraft Twitter came out and said there are no plans for a ray tracing update for consoles in the future, and ray tracing has been removed from the preview versions on console as well. So, if you've been looking forward to ray tracing coming to Minecraft, bad news.
Would ray tracing even help that game due to just how graphics work?
Yeah.
Yeah, with like the lighting effects and shit like that.
Yeah. If you've seen the video of Doom that with ray tracing that's been floating around like within like the last week, Minecraft would definitely be pretty awesome. Like exploring caves and shit like that.
Yeah.
I wonder why they decided against it then.
Maybe technical limitations. Who knows?
I was going to say, Minecraft is a pretty crazy fucking huge game in itself, so I wouldn't be surprised if, it's technical limitations.
It's also crazy huge, it's crazy old at this point with how...
This is Doom.
Yeah. But I don't know, we'll see. Maybe in the future it'll come back around, but I wonder if it's a limitation with the Switch because they try to keep parity with all the versions of Minecraft, and I wonder if that's something holding it back.
Oh.
That could very well be.
Yeah.
I don't know. Speaking of the Switch, Mario Golf is coming to Nintendo Switch Online Expansion Pack on the 15th.
Cool, I guess.
Hey, Mario Golf is good. I like Mario Golf.
It's a sport game. I'm not particularly fond of sports.
It's a sport game.
Golf barely counts as a sport.
You're right. It is awfully fucking boring.
Oh, man. Crystal Dynamics announced that the new Tomb Raider game is being built on Unreal Engine 5.
So that I didn't know there was a new one. Nice.
Yeah, that I was, can't wait that for. That was their soft confirmation of a new game being developed.
Oh, that I can't wait for, because Laura's hot.
Wait, so what game is it?
Tomb Raider.
Laura Croft, Tomb Raider.
I know, but I thought like there was like a subtitle or a number after it.
No, nothing yet. It's just the new Tomb Raider.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I thought you said Tomb Raider 5, and I was just like,
wait. No, what? Unreal Engine 5.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's more than five Tomb Raiders.
No, I'm aware of that, but like number wise, there wasn't. Because the last revelation was Tomb Raider 4.
Mm. Anyway, Activision Blizzard announced that all U.S.-based QA testers will be converted to full-time employees with access to full benefits and wages increased to a minimum of $20 an hour. So,
nice!
Good shit there by Activision Blizzard for once. Do you think that was an Activision Blizzard move or a Microsoft move?
That was probably
a Microsoft forcing them move.
Is Microsoft even in power yet? Do they have
no?
Like, could no, they even could make that?
Start getting. They could start telling them.
They probably
together.
Made that demand as Maybe. Part of the what they were doing. Because I don't believe that Activision Blizzard would have just done that on their own. I think they were probably heavily pressured by Microsoft to do that.
Carnage, unpopular opinion. I preferred the twin stick Lara Croft games and Raider Biz immediately. You're right. That is unpopular.
I agree with Raider. Those games are decent, but they're not.
Wait, like the old Xbox Live Arcade games?
Yes.
Yeah, they weren't bad, but they don't hold a candle to the mainline series.
Yeah, the current Lara Croft is better than the older one, but
that's true.
I think even if you made the older ones with today's graphics, I think I'd still prefer today's. I just think this version of Lara Croft is better looking than the one that was.
That's all you care about is how hot
she
is.
Yes, it is. Yes. I like her more now than when she was based off Angelina Jolie, because I don't find Angelina Jolie that incredibly attractive.
I don't think she was ever really based on Angelina Jolie, was she?
No. I thought she was.
No.
Angelina was based on her.
I would believe that. Pixels the plastic. I would believe it.
Yeah, Thimber pointing out in chat, Two Point Campus got delayed to later on this summer. A 3-month delay on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Square Enix trademark Tactics Ogre Reborn in Japan. Exciting the world. That is really...
I was reading chat. What did you say? Can
Tactics
you
Ogre Reborn.
I don't know what that is.
New Tactics Ogre. Oh, my God. Oh, you...
No, I picked up on that, but I don't know what Tactics Ogre is.
It's because you're a bad person.
I don't think the two things are like really.
No, they are hand in hand. They are hand in hand.
No, they're not.
I think I'm a bad person for other reasons.
Oh, plenty of other reasons. Yeah. This is just another
one. This is just one of them, yeah. Yeah. Last bit of news I have, Rogue Legacy 2 is releasing April 28th. Yay!
Yeah, I don't actually know anything about this game.
You don't know Rogue Legacy? What the fuck is wrong with you two?
Hey, I didn't say I didn't know anything about...
You didn't know Tactics Ogre, so you're still getting lumped in on that.
I mean, that's fine, because I don't know anything about Rogue Legacy either.
No, you asshole. Yeah, so it is releasing April 28th on Steam, Epic, Xbox One, and Series X and S, so... That is very, very exciting. I can't wait for this one. I fucking loved Rogue Legacy.
What's the gist of the game? What is it?
Tell me on.
It's your legacy as a rogue. Duh.
It's basically a Metroidvania roguelike.
Oh, that could be interesting.
It's fucking great. First game was fantastic. Cannot wait for the second. And it's from Cellar Door Games. They're also the ones who made Full Metal Furies and Don't Shit Your Pants.
I've not played any of those.
Aki, I believe you play Don't Shit Your Pants every day.
No, you play that, Jacob.
No, because I go to the bathroom at correct times. That's why I'm late.
I go to the bathroom at correct times. I go after I eat.
Joe, when do you go?
When I have to.
Yeah, which I assume is probably after you eat, probably when you first get up, probably when you go to bed, before you go to bed, and probably a dozen other times throughout the day. It is
I am not a dozen day shitter.
I don't believe that at all. You're so full of shit that you have to do that.
Oh,
honestly,
God.
Ever since I got put on Zoloft, I definitely don't crap as much anymore.
And you blocked up.
It's really not. I'm now just like a one or two times a day guy. Like, it's kind of weird.
And it saves you so much time.
I mean, no, because I'm still watching lots of TikToks while I'm posting to the SML Facebook page. But, you know.
Wait, babe.
That's the only time Facebook gets updated is when you're shitting.
Probably.
That's not totally wrong.
Oh, Jesus.
That actually would explain the less frequent updates all of a sudden.
Speaking of updates,
oh man, what happened to your social media manager? Like, he just doesn't seem to be updating anymore. Yeah, he doesn't shit as much. We're gonna start slipping him some laxatives so we can get that content up there when he says he's gonna have it.
I've given up on the Facebook page ever being updated.
I was going to, and then the end of January did not turn out so hot for me. So
my April's gonna turn out really weird. My mouth is getting upgraded later this month. I am.
Oh my God. Are you going to get a grill?
Kind of. I'm getting dentures.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't think you were that fucking old.
Well, no, my teeth are just that jacked up from soda.
Jesus Christ, dude.
What?
Really?
I have broken teeth. I mean, they're not perfect. So we're ripping them out and starting over. The best
It's because of soda.
And just general neglect over 41 years.
Damn. That's wild. Anyway.
You're wild. So, yeah, they're ripping out all my teeth on 420.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you'll be nice and high all day. Good job.
And then we have a show 421.
Oh, God.
Ashley's like, you're going to want to delay that show.
Yeah, you're not going to, dude, I had my wisdom teeth out, and I can tell you, no.
I know. Let's not forget.
I had no issues with my wisdom teeth being taken out. I was still doing shows.
And let's not forget, I did a show in a hospital.
That is
yes, true. I know.
I think that was before my time, though.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
That was the old days, the double digit days.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. But yeah, that's the news I have. Jacob, what do you got?
You definitely have Sonic news because you went and watched it. So
of course.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Just do it.
You gotta ruin that.
Yeah. Yeah, because it did. Yeah, I did. It's fucking Sonic. Of course I want to ruin it. So go ahead, put whatever bullshit you want to say about it so we can move on, please.
Are you done?
Do I have to be?
I wish. So anyway, Ubisoft is ending the support for Ghost Recon Breakpoint. So no further updates to it. And also all the NFTs related to it are now completely fucking useless because they're NFTs for it. Well, they always were, but now even more so because it's now for a dead game.
Yay.
I was really hoping they would have removed that bullshit when they stopped supporting it.
Oh no, they're still talking NFTs for other crap. So.
Oh, snap. Carnage said the spring sale just started.
Yeah, it started earlier today. And there's a punch card. Buy 30 bucks and you get a bunch of points.
I thought that was just on movies.
I don't think so.
Unless they added another one from this morning.
I'll have to double check.
I hope it's not just movies.
I have no money for it.
What really annoys me is that Fast and Furious Crossroads is on there. The game
Carnage just mentioned that. He said, are you reading chat for once?
No.
Oh my God, you just said something timely.
Yeah, go me.
Carnage just said Fast and Furious Crossroads on sale, which will be delisted later this month.
Right, but the thing is that it's only the regular version. It's not the version with all the DLC.
Is there DLC for it?
There was a season pass for the game.
That's a shame.
There's like $40 worth of, like, well, quote unquote worth of cars in there. Now, of course, like, my thing is, I don't quite get is, like, do the cars actually do anything, or are they just for, like, online modes? Like, I didn't play the stupid thing, so yeah, I don't know.
The game's only $16 though, so that's not that bad.
I mean, we've spent more on worse, so. Yeah.
Season pass is $29.99. It includes 3.5 packs.
Yeah, that's pretty
much it. There's a launch pack and then 3 other packs.
Yep.
I don't know if there's anything actually worthwhile in the packs.
Yeah, I'm gonna probably like shout something out on True Achievements like later tonight just to see. Like,
let's see. Fast and Furious Crossroads Pack 1, which includes 3 classic import cars and online customization items. Oh, fuck that. I am not spending $10 on 3 cars.
And online customization bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
That's why you get the season pass, of course.
Yeah. Like, well, it's been $30 on 9 like, cars.
For a game that is about to be delisted.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't think there's any achievements tied to the DLC, so fuck them.
All right, good.
Don't need it.
Yeah, but there's probably some tied to online, and that's probably either already dead or about to die.
Well, the online is, I think they said it's still going to be on. It's just, you just can't buy the game anymore.
No.
Oh.
Oh, the launch pack is not included in the season pass, so you got to buy that separate.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
So the season pass comes out to the same price as buying each individual one as is.
Yeah. But you apparently get a bonus car with Owen Shaw's flip car. Okay. It's like the one that's low to the ground that you go under the car to flip them.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally.
So yeah, spring sale. Go check that out. What else you got, Jacob?
Well, Sonic the Hedgehog 2 watch.
Yep.
The movie is now out in theaters here in America. It came out on Wednesday with special sneak preview showings, and theaters were allowed to show it as of yesterday, which is Thursday, for all those paying attention, and I took my kids to go see it.
So you're scarring them for life, okay.
They loved the shit out of it. They thought it was great. It was really cool. We surprised them. We took my son out of school early. We were just like, oh yeah, we have to go run some errands. He's like, oh, that's weird. Dad's like, you know, dad's here too, because usually I'm working. And we're like, oh well, let's get some snacks before we have to go do the errands. And so we pull up to the movie theater, and Sam is, who's the only one of the two kids who's been to the theater, he's just like, wait, we're getting snacks here at the movie theater? Are we seeing a movie? Are we seeing Sonic? Like,
so you interrupted your children's education to the thing that's supposed to make them smarter to go watch fucking Sonic 2 of all things. You thought that their education was less important than fucking Sonic 2?
He got out of school 30 minutes early. I think he'll be
okay. Oh, okay, 30 minutes. Okay. I figured like it was
no,
like
I didn't,
half
I didn't,
day
I
or
didn't,
something. I was like,
no, I didn't yank him out at noon. No.
Okay.
It was a 4:15 showing.
He got out of school. Okay, never mind. Shit. I was like, oh God.
It's 10 o'clock. Get the fuck out of social studies. We're going to see Sonic. Not again, Dad.
Well, the thing is, the kids are like, because when the pandemic started, like Sonic the Hedgehog had just been released, and then like all the theaters closed like 3 weeks later. So then Paramount made the movie available for sale digitally, which was a godsend for us, even though we were like, I don't know if I want to spend $30 on a digital movie. But trust me, my kids have watched that movie more than enough times to make up for that $30. With the second one, my kids are just like, oh, so is this one going to be available for sale too? And we're like,
eventually.
Yeah, not as quick, buddy. Oh, can we go to the theater to see it again?
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, like, the only reason why we even did this is because we got $4 tickets through T-Mobile. Like, no. Oh, nice. I recommend it. It's a lot of fun. I'm sure my kids will talk about it quite a bit next week. We could go over that, and you know, I won't spoil it. Although I will say the sex scenes are pretty great.
Oh Jesus. Okay, what other news do you have?
I mean, that was pretty much it.
I finished a Gunpla. That's my only news.
What'd you finish?
A Gunpla, a Gundam
one
model.
One of her Gundam giant models. Mech.
Yeah.
And that model cost me like $150. So.
Jeez.
Yeah, that bitch was expensive. And it took me like 15 hours to put together, 15 or 16. It was fantastic. But now it's sitting up all nice and pretty.
Yay.
Which one is it?
It's the Strike Freedom Full Burst Mode. It's a special edition one from like 2006.
Strike Freedom Full Burst. Which series is that from?
I believe it's Seed.
Oh, okay. Sure. I never got around to watching that one.
It's not. Do you like the original 0079?
Yeah.
Okay, then you probably won't like Seed.
Are you talking about the original show?
Yes.
Oh no, I fucking hate the original show.
Okay, then
like,
maybe
who will survive? Seed. Like, geez, man, you fucking kill off somebody every damn episode. I don't know.
Yeah, like, yeah, pretty much.
I like that's what I hated about it is like you didn't get to know anybody because it's like, oh, they're dead this episode. Next episode, this person dies.
It was showing the realities of
yes, the yeah. So. All right, you know what? That is such a like that is such a masturbatory excuse for crappy writing. Like,
no, because the characters that they did go through were very well done. They just wanted deaths to be impactful and be constant because it's war.
Yeah, no, I get that. Except it doesn't build up a particularly good story.
I like, guess it can be considered true. Like, I think honestly, it's the best one, honestly.
I'm not a fan of it. My favorites were 8th MS Team and 0080.
That was pretty good as well. Okay, it's nothing like either of those. In Seed, there is no real good guy or bad guy. There's three factions, and it just randomly chooses one to be a good guy at different parts of the series. Because that's where the main good guy character goes. And it's really fucking... I don't like that. I like there being a clear good guy and a clear bad guy. I hate when they're like...
But in war, you know, it's not... The lines are blurred and blah, 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 blah.
No. The Nazis were always evil, and that's what the Zionic Front was.
We just want to sell more toys and model kits.
Yes, that is exactly why Seed and Seed Destiny both fucking exist. I hate those shows. But
speaking of shows, Raider Biz is saying it's not necessarily news, but people are making a big deal about the Halo show on Paramount Plus, not only showing Master Chief's face, but his butt too.
That's right.
Yeah, and no one should be particularly concerned about it because it isn't canon. No, the writers of the show legitimately admitted they don't know anything about Halo. They didn't look up any of the books, any of the games, any of the other series. Right. They know nothing about Halo other than a big guy in a big green suit.
To be fair, I haven't read the anything past like the first three novels, but let's be honest here, like the first three books sucked. Like they were not good.
Maybe, but these people don't know literally anything about Halo other than it's a dude in a big green suit. They might as well be talking about Doom Guy, for fuck's sake. They know nothing. They've omitted it. They're like, we don't know anything about this. This isn't a Halo show. This is called Halo, but it's just some generic fucking sci-fi show. That's all this is.
Did we talk about me watching the first episode?
No.
I don't remember if we did.
Okay. No, but I think you mentioned it on Twitter and I posted
something. Yeah, I watched the first 15 minutes of the first episode.
Oh, wow. That's it?
Yeah. Well, my wife was like, oh, you should come to bed. And I'm like, all right.
It wasn't even good enough to turn down bedtime. Oh, no.
Yeah, bedtime. We'll go with that.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. Yes.
But I'm not going to lie, the action was pretty cool, but my God, the acting itself was fucking awful. Like it felt like amateur hour, like a fan film with lots and lots of money.
I was hoping it would be good. I just wasn't expecting Halo out of it because they don't know anything about Halo, but I was hoping it'd at least be good.
Like, there's these people in a colony who are talking about stuff, like sitting around a bar, and like the bar looks like it's out of like a B movie. And like one of the guys is just like, oh yeah, the Covenant, they're bad guys, or some crap like that. And it's just like, oh my
wouldn't
God,
know something funny that the
so
writers did
awful.
That just proves it's terrible. Wouldn't know who the leader of the Covenant is? Another a human being.
Wait,
that's what the writers the writers decided that the alien evil bad guys that were all alien, made up of a bunch of alien races, were going to be led by a human because they don't know anything about Halo. It was fucking stupid.
I now kind of want to go back and finish watching the show just to be like, I hope Aki was lying about this.
No, I think it's episode three. I think
that's probably what they're on at this point. Great.
Yeah. It's bad. I was hoping at least it'd be a decent show, but apparently not. Because
so it's
bad
about
acting.
As
no,
it's about as close as like Doom Annihilation was. Great.
I think Doom Annihilation was probably closer to than this is to Halo.
Oh God.
Yeah, it's bad.
Well, since the Halo TV show isn't that great, should we get to reviews?
Yes.
Yeah. Sure.
Right, there's not that many to take care of tonight. First game to talk about is Outbreak Contagious Memories, developed and published by Dead Drop Studios, released April 6th on Xbox One, Series X and S, Switch, PS4, PS5, and PC for $29.99. After being knocked unconscious, Lydia awakens in an abandoned warehouse as fellow survivors debate leaving her behind. Not one to play the helpless maiden, Lydia takes charge, forging a path through crafty environmental puzzles and hordes of the undead to figure out a way for her and her fellow survivors to escape the city. Hockey, tell us about your time with Outbreak Contagious Memories.
This bitch is hard. Very hard. I'm just going to let y'all know that now. This is old school zombie game. This isn't like new Resident Evil 7 type game. No, this is old school where you don't have a lot of ammo, you don't got a lot of healing, and you're fucked. That is the name of the game, folks. You're fucked. You play as Lydia, you wake up in a warehouse, as your two other survivors. I don't know if you know them from prior games since I haven't played them, so I don't know if you know them from those or not, but, they're debating on leaving you. One of them's like, no, and the dude is like, yes, she's a liability. Fuck her. I don't care. And both of them proceed to dump your ass constantly. So they're both kind of assholes. Because the dude's always like, I'm going to go look for a way out, and then fucking disappears, never comes back to you, you find him somewhere else, he's like, ah, it's good you're here, and then he gives you a menial fucking task to go do, and then when you come back, he's fucking gone again, the dickhead, no notes, no nothing, he just keeps dumping your ass. The girl's a little better, she dumps you, you find her, you tell her to go do something, and then she disappears, never to contact you again until you find her again. It's like, you know, communication during a zombie outbreak might be a little useful, folks. I'm just saying. Just a little fucking useful.
You
come
think
talk
so.
To me. Yeah. There's a lot of different types of enemies in this, different types of zombies, and a headshot doesn't kill them in one bullet, which makes me sad. But it can take up to like six.
Yeah, it depends on the weapon that you use in this game. I was really hoping that like headshots would do extra damage.
They apparently do, but that doesn't really mean much. It's like eight shots to the body versus six to the head.
Yeah.
It's still most of your clip is gone from one standard zombie.
Yeah.
It's evil.
Then again, but once you get the shotgun,
that's useful, but you don't want to use it.
There are enemies you do want to use it, but
not on those normal enemies that soak up all your bullets, because there are enemies that move a lot faster and you need a couple shots from the shotgun to take those out, or like a clip and a half to two clips of pistol ammo, and at that point they're already on your ass. They're standard zombies, which are just normal people, and then there's fat ass zombies who take significantly more bullets. Sometimes if you're in a pinch, you want to shoot them with a shotgun blast, because two of those will usually kill one of them fuckers. And then there's zombie dogs, which are fast, and they always come in packs, and that sucks, because it takes a lot of bullets to put them down too, and when there's a lot coming at you, you're fucked. You're really fucked, because they'll kill you in like two attacks. They'll kill you. Most of the enemies will kill you in 2 to 4. And yeah, they're terrible because they come in packs of like six, and it's not fun. So you have to try and pick one off at a time, and it's really difficult to do. Because if multiple of them see you at once, they just all charge you, and it's like, fuck me. Thankfully, usually I've gotten it to where I'm pretty good at only getting one, sometimes two if I'm really unlucky, which is bad. Just two of them is bad enough. If there's two coming after you, you're fucked. Unless you have your shotgun out, because one shot to the head with a shotgun will kill them. It takes like six bullets again from the pistol to the dome to kill them, which is,
yeah, pistol's weak in this game.
Yeah, it's kind of shit-tastic.
Better than using a knife, though.
Yeah, I was really bummed because I played the demo, and in the demo, when you used your knife, the zombie would stagger, so you could effectively just keep knifing them. And if you had it timed right, they wouldn't be able to hit you.
No.
They decided that was too easy, apparently. And that does not happen anymore. So if you stab them, they're still going to hit you. They will stagger you, though. And it sucks. Because you will die much faster than they will. There's also, you know, reptilian zombie things. They look like really... To me, they look like anteaters that are walking on two legs, that are just scaled like an armadillo. That's all they look like to me. But they're fast and they'll kill you in a couple hits. You need the shotgun to kill those. It takes two shotgun blasts to the head to kill them. Otherwise it takes three to the body. And then later on, I've only seen one other type of enemy. I'm sure there's more. I only got a little past halfway through the game, I think. And then there's this gigantic enemy, and I don't know how many shotgun blasts it takes for that, because I was out of shotgun ammo, so I used an assault rifle I had just found, and I lost almost all my ammo to it. Jeez. Yeah, the enemies here, they don't fuck around. They're there to kill you. This game is all about trying to get around zombies instead of killing them, because you're not going to win.
Until you earn enough credits, at least.
Yes.
Which is a cool thing this game does.
Yeah, I still haven't been able to get anything. I'm close, but I haven't actually gotten anything yet. In this, every kill you get gives you a point. Or every couple of kills. I don't know exactly how it works. And eventually, even if you don't manually save, it actually keeps track of that, which is nice. Because the only way you can save the game is manual saves in this. But the points are kept, thankfully, regardless. When you start the game, there's a modifier section, and in it there's a bunch of basically cheats you can equip, and each one of them costs an amount of points to unlock. And once they're unlocked, they're permanently unlocked. So if you play a new game, they're still unlocked and everything. Yay, yippee, good time. And some of them are like, they're 600 points. And I have just shy of 200 at this point, and I've played for like 6 hours. The main game is slow. When you beat the main game, there's an extra campaign mode you get, and that unlocks it a lot faster, but that's hard. But one of them is infinite ammo, and your guns don't degrade, which is nice. For 600 points, a lot of points.
Yeah, it'll take a while to earn up, but once you get it, that's like easy mode for the game.
Yeah. Then there's one where you don't get poisoned, which is what they call when an enemy attacks you and the virus infects you. It poisons you. It takes away your health constantly. And you can't see how much health you have, which sucks. So there's one for that. That's like 200 points. And then all the rest of them, I think, are three, except for one that's 500. There's explosive ammo, which is what I'm going for first. I assume that that'll kill most zombies in one shot. I'm hoping. I'm praying that it does. Because if it doesn't, and I spend the 300 points required for that halfway to infinite ammo, I'm going to be so fucking sad.
Yeah, I'm just going to save up for infinite ammo first.
I want to get into that extra campaign because you get points significantly faster. Like 10, 15 or 20 minutes gets you like 100 or so points.
Oh, wow.
Is what the dev said to me in that campaign. So I really want to get there. So I'm like, if I can get explosive ammo, that'll probably kill most zombies in one hit. Because I assume it's kind of like shooting one of the explosive barrels that just annihilates enemies. This is what I'm hoping for. So I'm like, if I can get that, maybe I can finish this game, get into that, get a lot of points in like 10, 20 minutes over and over and over until I can get infinite ammo and then just wreck everything.
No. And something important that you mentioned the dev. This is just a single person developer team. Like I've been consistently impressed with how much better these games have gotten over the years, especially from a solo dev. They've come a long way from the beginning, and like the visuals are crisp and clean. It's cheesy, but in a fun way.
The graphics aren't like current day stuff. Don't expect that. They're older, but they look real good for what they are. And don't expect to be controlling the characters like you do these days. It's still fairly tanky controls. They're a lot more fluid, but they're still pretty tanky.
Yeah, there's modern tank and old school tank. And then there's also like third person view,
first person static view,
camera view,
and fixed camera.
Yeah. There's lots like of options to play the game.
The only problem I really have with the game at this point is the voice acting still isn't particularly.
It's not supposed to be.
It's always been bad. Yeah, it's always been bad, and it's never gotten any better. And I guess it's not supposed to be good. But I would love it to be good. That would be nice.
Obviously, they need me to do a voice in the game. So, and George, get George to do the intro for
Outbreak Contagious Memories.
Well, that would be something awesome, like that. Actually,
get George doing it. Wet Pancakes, Contagious Memories.
Oy vey.
Well, this one's $30. What are your thoughts on it?
I'm for it if you like the older, like the original Resident Evil games. I think you'll really like this. If you're not into that, you won't like this because this is hard Resident Evil.
Yeah.
So
I kind of wish the really game was 20 like instead of 30. I think the $30 price tag is going to turn some people off.
I think it's going to turn most people off, sadly.
But I think if you drop the money and you give it a go, I think you're going to enjoy it and you'll get your money's worth out of it, especially if you are patient enough to unlock some of those unlockables.
Yeah. As long as you can beat the main campaign, you'll definitely be able to get all the unlockables pretty easy and quick.
All right. Well, next game to talk about is Slipstream, developed by Ansdor Games, published by Blitworks, released April 8th on Xbox One, Series X and S, Switch, PS4, PS5 for $9.99. Slipstream is a racing game inspired by the visuals, music, games, and cars from the late 80s and early 90s. It's built with authentic retro feel and unique graphics. The soundtrack, drawing from synth pop and jazz fusion influences, sets the tone for a race across a variety of exotic locations from around the world, including cities, deserts, forests, mountains, and beaches. Jacob, what's going on in Slipstream?
Did you say this game's only $9.99?
Yes.
Damn. Okay. Huh. That's really surprising.
Why?
Okay. I was expecting it to be more. Anywho. All right. So pretty much, if you remember, like, the old arcade racers, like Outrun, like, this is essentially, like, a much, much prettier game than those. And you have, like, five different cars that you can choose from, and there is a ton of different tracks that you can go around. And there are multiple modes. Like, my favorite, honestly, was Grand Tour, which was very much like how Outrun used to play. You go through, like, five different, like, stages, and you're, of course, on a timer, and during each stage you have, like, a rival that you have to beat. Yeah, and then you just try to make it to all five, like, all the different endings and stuff like that, which I still have yet to do. Because the thing is, Slipstream is a damn tough game.
Well, these games usually are tough, these retro racers.
I don't know, man. I don't have this much of an issue with Outrun. Like, the old stuff? Like, I don't know. This one, like, because initially, when this came out, I emailed Joe, and I was just like, yo, did you get a review copy of this? Because, like, holy shit, this game is hard as fuck. because, like, when I was doing any of the regular races, even though I was doing it on light, which is supposed to be, like, the casual, like, the people who are just more interested in, you know, like, the experience than, you know, the actual, like, you know, tough-as-nails racing and stuff like that. Even though I was set on casual, this game was still like, yeah, go fuck yourself. Have fun with 12th place. The best I ever did was 11th. So, and I've checked to make sure, like, you know, oh, I wonder if they updated this game, like, blah, 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 blah. And if they did, they're still like, screw Jacob. He sucks. We're going to continue having him suck. That being said, so it plays like one of those standard arcade racers. There is also like a time rewind mechanic that allows you to rewind up to 5 seconds. And this is a bar that fills up as you drive. And after you use it, it takes time for the bar to refill. I never found it to be particularly helpful. So it's like, I almost never used it anyway. So that being said, there's multiple modes. So there's a Grand Tour one that I'm personally a fan of. There's different cups, which show off, like, you know, X amount of different tracks. And, of course, you have to beat people, and you're scored on all your stuff. And surprisingly enough, the guy who, like, keeps getting 12th place usually doesn't score a whole lot of points. So there is, like, a couch racing version up to 4 players. So, you know, if you've got 4 people in your house who want to deal with you, you could do that. But yeah, it's just honestly, like, the big selling point for this is the gameplay, if you like the challenge, but also just the visuals. Like, the game is just absolutely gorgeous. And you're going through so many, like, different, like, so many different places. There's like a jungle setting, there's a mountain setting, there's a snowstorm, there is a chemical plant, which is really just, you know, you're racing through like old factory-ish kind of stuff. There's the Acropolis, which is like ancient, like, it's just inspired by like ancient Greek architecture and stuff. There's like a handful of like little tiny city ones. And they all just look beautiful. The music goes along with it. It's a bunch of synthwave stuff. And you can even just sit there and just get baked and just watch the title screen. Because, like, the title screen...
That's what you weird, really like, did, isn't it? You didn't play this game. You just got baked and sat at the title screen for 4 hours.
No, I lost. Like, you can check my save data. No, but, like, it's this, like, weird, like, hologrammy, like... Yeah, like, I don't know. I don't even know how to describe it. But, yeah, it's just... Just watch it, like, just sitting there baked out of your skull and just, like, listening to the music and watching the visuals. That in itself is its own mood. But it's a really, really solid game, and I was really caught off guard by the $9 price tag, because I honestly figured this was going to be, like, $20-$25, somewhere around there. So even though the game is hard as hell, and I wish that they would tone it down even more, For $10, like, this is an absolute hell yes. Like, yeah, like, cool. it's a great arcade racer. It's solid. It's just tough as hell.
But if you could get around the difficulty, it seems like a winner.
Honestly, I just don't even bother with, like, really trying to compete. I just do the grand tours now. Like, and I just try to get to, one of the exit scenes. But, yeah, I mean, either way, you're just going to have a blast.
Cool. All right, next game to talk about is Whisper Trip, developed and published by Walnut, released March 31st on Xbox One, Series X, and S for $4.99. Whisper Trip is a fast cooperative action side-scroller with a touch of cyberpunk. You're a newly recruited TPF agent who just learned that TPF stands for Tactical Police Force, an anti-terrorist squad with an obvious mission to eliminate criminal groups. Jacob, what's going on in Whisper Trip?
So, the setting is dark. It's cyberpunk. So, like, you know, it's just people with, it's just people with the cybernetic enhancements and, like, you have to go defeat the bad guys and move through each of the levels. And the levels are almost, like, they're almost kind of a puzzle in themselves, as you have to figure out how you could go about killing everyone and getting to the end of, like, finding the exit. And it's just, like, the animations are fluid. Like, when you're actually kicking people's ass, it's fun, but you die instantly. Like, if somebody punches you in the head or if you get shot, like,
oh, it's boom, one of those dead. One-hit death kind of games.
Yeah. And, and it's just like, so it is very challenging and I'd be more all for it. But the thing is that I found myself keep like getting stuck to walls or like I would have issues like jumping up into areas where I was supposed to be able to go to. And like you could do these jumps that are like a combination of attack and jump at the same time, but that's not always a guarantee that you'll still be able to leap up to where you need to. And it really just ends up becoming a really frustrating game because of the controls. Like I could handle the deaths. Like, cause as I said, it becomes this like puzzle. You have to figure out how all the pieces move, you know, to get to the next area. Like I need to jump here and then kill this guy and then jump there, kill this guy. Like, but the controls just make it like a very not fun experience. Like I could deal with getting killed over and over again because like I haven't figured out the rhythm of the level, but
dying due to like, glitches isn't fun,
right? And it's just and it's constant. Like I really want to like this game. Like I think there's a lot of potential in it, but the controls just really need to get worked on. That being said, like the other with the cyberpunk setting, usually you imagine like plenty of synthwave, and yeah, there was some, but it feels like very generic music, like almost like it was placeholder stuff. And so like, I mean, usually when you think of cyberpunk things, you think of like a very memorable soundtrack to go with it. Like Cyberpunk 2077 does, Blade Runner does. This does not. Like I think it brings a lot of neat stuff to the table, but there's also a lot of issues that still need to get worked out.
Well, it's $5. What are your thoughts?
$5, honestly, like it's worth it. Like, you know, it's a definite try it.
Is it cheap enough to be fuck it? Why not?
Yeah, it's definitely cheap enough to be fuck it. Why not? Like, I mean, I was enjoying the game when it wasn't like, you know, being dumb because of like just trying to jump into a certain area and having to redo the jump like 15 times. So when you're not dealing with moments like that, it's a very fun game. You're going to die a lot, but the action in it is satisfying and it's fun trying to figure out, as I said, like the rhythm of the level. You know, and yeah, you really will die a lot. I mean, there's an achievement for dying 500 times.
Nice. Did you get it?
But no, not yet.
You're working on it.
I will be. but yeah, like, so at the very least, it's a fuck it. Why not?
Cool. Works for me. All right, next game to talk about is Boreal Tenebrae, developed by Snot Bubbles Production, which is a great company name, published by Red Deer Games, released April 8th on Xbox One and Switch for $6.99. In this nightmare, you have to solve the murder, search for your missing sister Sarah, and complete the mysterious ritual to save the dying town. Will you be able to unravel all the dark secrets of Boreal Tenebrae? Aki, what the hell's going on in this game?
A lot, and it's all confusing shit. all of it.
Nice, helpful. So what's going on?
Yeah. In this, the main story focuses on Bree and Sarah, who are sisters, obviously. Woohoo. I didn't actually realize they were sisters, so that's interesting information to have. I thought they were friends. And in this town, it's cut off from the rest of the world. If you try to leave, it behaves a lot like Silent Hill. You just appear back, driving right back into it when you drive out of it. There's also these random cubes that occasionally appear that are like giant things of static. Like when you flip your channel to one of those bzzz channels, it's that shit. Or the colored version of that shit. So either one, and anyone who enters it is never seen again. Dun, dun, dun. So obviously, yeah, apparently Sarah entered it because she's stupid. And Bree has been trying to find a way to get her back since then through every means other than entering it. apparently Bree's at least a smart one. I don't want to enter the thing no one comes back from. Not even to go get somebody who's in it, and that's the only way to get them. and I say the game focuses on those two because it's their story, and you're often playing as them fiddling around. However, in most of the stages in this game, you play as different people. Just random different people of the town in different areas. Like at the mill, you're one of the mill workers. At a old silo, I guess it is, you're some guy that I don't know who the fuck he is. Hell, there's times where you play in this in-between world. That's, I assume, is in between the static and the real world. I just call it the in-between world. Where you play as ghosts. And they're just, you know... I don't know if anyone did this back when they were little kids, but you used to make, at least I used to when I was a kid, make little ghost things that hang up, and they'd just be like this big circle head and the rest of the flowing little body under it. That's the ghosts you play as. And they're kind of adorable, actually. and... Then there's other times when you're actually in the static world, which I don't remember a lot of because that's seizure-inducing as hell. A surprisingly large amount that this game actually is, I found out. I didn't expect that.
Oh,
jeez. When you play as Sarah, literally the entire world is that static. So I know I got a camera there. That's all I remember of it.
Oh, God.
Point. Yeah. I don't think it was big, because I don't think I lost that much time, but yeah, and there's a lot more of these boxes than I was expecting to be there, and they're pretty strong, but yeah, throughout it, you find little discs that each character can pick up, and it actually is basically a fast travel. You can put it into the TV, basically, and it allows you the fast travel to that location to go play as that character again, so you don't have to go into the main world and get to whatever sent you there. Because that's the thing, none of this, it isn't like, oh, let's go to the, you know, end of the block and then we're on the next block. No, that's not how this works. This is like, oh, here, go check out these graves, and now you're as a ghost in this other completely different place. Or, hey, use this telephone and call this number. Now you're someone else in a completely different area. Or, hey, enter this building. Now you're in a completely different area. Nothing is tied together properly. And that's part of, you know, the curse or whatever that's been placed on this world. Everyone blames Sarah for it, by the way. no idea why. She was trying to figure out what was causing all of this, and then everyone started blaming her for it.
We'll just blame you instead.
Yeah. Yeah, blame me. It's fun. And yeah, it's an interesting little game. You just control the characters, you go pick stuff up, and you figure out how to help each other to hopefully eventually find your sister. I don't know if you do or not, because I got a few hours into the game, and I don't remember a good chunk of the game. So,
oh, geez. Well, for what you do remember, it's $7. What are your thoughts?
I think it's worth it. It looks like a good game. The characters are weird and interesting. Like, there's a mix of human characters and animal characters that are people, like animal people. And it's everything just seems normal, and it's really interesting.
Cool. All right, well, we got one final game to talk about tonight. That is called Flugen, developed by Tree Hut, published by Red Deer Games, released March 31st on the Switch for $3.99, a stop-motion adventure featuring clay companions, combatants, and handcrafted worlds. Jacob, what is Flugen? Besides the best game title we've had in a long time.
Flugen, despite sounding like, you know, a Norwegian, you know, or Swedish chef, moment.
Flugen, is, Hugen, Hugen, Bugen.
So it is this game, it's a platformer that is made to look like stop motion characters, like very much like the ones that you'd see in like old Gumby cartoons. And you just move through hopefully the mic picked up my burp.
No, it didn't.
Damn it.
Yeah, anyway. Suck it.
So you're just moving through levels, and you have to defeat various enemies, and you could do it either by like hitting them, or you can roll past them. Now, rolling past them does use up like some energy, kind of. Not really, but it's not really suggested. It's more so like, I mean, yeah, you can get past enemies with it, but it's really... I found it was better to either jump over them and then hit for them from behind, or just, rolling I really only found useful for, like, getting into, like, small spaces. You're jumping all over, you're collecting little watermelon bits, which help you regain health, but it also helps you get, like, power-ups and that kind of stuff, or, like, improve your guy. Which you could use later on, because you have to save up to put together a whole melon. It is a really beautiful game. Let me get this out of the way. It is amazing to look at. Like, it's one of the best looking games in terms of like an artsy fartsy style that I've seen in a while. It's like, you're not going to compare like Halo to this, but like, for the look that they're going for, it is astoundingly beautiful. They got it right. Kudos to the game designers on that. However, the level design, I was not a fan of. There was a lot of parts where it wasn't completely obvious where the platforms began and end, because the platforms would be like very dark gray or black, and the background was black or like a very dark color. And so everything blends in. And then you find out, oh, crap, like, here we go. And then you're just dying over and over again. Or it's really easy to fall into, like these bushes, like these prickle bushes, which then take away a shit ton of your health all in one go. You can pretty much only get hit twice until you've upgraded your life bar. And thankfully, health is kind of plenty if you have a beehive around. But of course, if you get stung by the bee, then it takes away your health. So it's entirely possible that by the time that you got your health back up to where it needs to be, you got stung by a bee and now you're like near death again. It's a very challenging game. I like the path that a lot of like the levels took, because you really had to think things out. There was a lot of trial and error involved with it. However, with the trial and error were a lot of cheap deaths, and there aren't a lot of save points in this game, and it gets really frustrating real damn fast because of it. Yeah, I mean, it's just, I really wanted to like the game, but as I said, like, with how it was designed and, like, how some of the platforms, like, you couldn't really accurately judge where you were going to be, and with, like, the lack of checkpoints to make it, like, for fuck's sake, just make it somewhat easier. Yeah, I'd give it a try it, but for the price point, because I think he said it's $3.99.
Yep, $4. What are your thoughts?
For $4, it's a fuck it, why not? Maybe you'll have better success than I, but I
mean, who wouldn't have better success than you?
Just about everybody, actually.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so I wanted to like it a lot more. And I hope that we get to see more in this kind of style, because it was a really, it was more of a treat to watch than to play, unfortunately.
Drop it, bits!
Latino so. Heat, thank you so much for dropping 100 biddies. Much appreciated. Always good seeing you here hanging out with us. And I will put that 100 biddies towards Flugen. Flugen, Hugen, Boogen, Dugen for $4. I love the name, Flugen. It's so good. All right, well, that is it for this episode. Made it through another one.
Yay.
Quick one. I like the quick ones because I don't have to put up with you two assholes for that long.
Yeah.
I mean, the other ones could be quick if you got rid of all the fucking Elden Ring talk. I'm just saying.
You're not on those episodes.
I am in spirit and in chat, typically.
Yeah, but the thing is that even if they didn't have Elden Ring talk, Purnell would fill it up with something else.
He would.
And that's honestly, I can't say, like, we should get rid of Purnell, because holy shit, his rants are amazing.
Yeah. The episodes would be long if Brooke and Aki were on the same episode, let's be real. Yeah, Carnage is right.
Probably.
If Brooke was here, fair. You wouldn't be able to stop drooling over her for the whole show.
That might be more true than you'd think, but...
No. Everyone present knows this.
At least let me pretend like I have some fucking dignity, damn it.
No, you don't.
No, you're on this show. You automatically have no dignity. You are in negative dignity.
Yes, that is very accurate. So, final words. Anyone have any final words to end this episode of No Dignity?
Farfenugan Flugen.
Fuck you.